From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas as it moves toward Florida. Florida Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday.
Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County.
Scott ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, today had dire predictions for the embattled city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed.
De Mistura says there are some 270,000 civilians besieged there. Meanwhile, a Russian defense ministry spokesman told journalists in Moscow any airstrike or missile strike against Syrian government-controlled territory would present what he called a clear threat to Russian service personnel present in Syria. He added that two Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missile systems. He referred to coalition airstrikes on Syrian army positions near Deir al-Zour last month that killed 60 Syrian soldiers, which the U.S. said was meant to hit Islamic State positions. Also Thursday, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 20 people along Syria's northwestern border with Turkey. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next U.N. Secretary General. It approved him by acclamation. This is VOA News. The European Union on Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. New public opinion polls show support for libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. Johnson had drawn only modest support, but after a string of verbal gaffes, he admitted that his chances of winning the White House are all but nil. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with only 7.1% support, far behind Hillary Clinton at 43.9%. and Donald Trump at 40.7%. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. Street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. A new survey shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to a military conflict. The Pew Research Center released on Wednesday, came from a selection of questions asked to more than 3,000 Chinese people earlier this year. China has been locked in a long-running dispute with countries such as the Philippines and Indonesia over territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague's Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled against China's claim to nearly all of the area in July. The Pew survey showed 59% of people had some concern about the disputes resulting in conflict. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty. But she told journalists in Washington Thursday, too many people feel they've been left behind at a time of weak global economic growth. She urged action on policies that work for all. Pakistan's army chief is warning India that any military aggression in Kashmir will not go unpunished. General Raheel Sharif said Thursday Pakistan wants good relations with all of its neighbors, but no one should doubt its collective resolve to defend itself. On the other side of the border, India says it had foiled an attack by suspected rebels near an army base in Indian-controlled Kashmir. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.